Hello there. This is How to Die Alone.
Hey guys, it's the How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Stephen Henry. With me to my right, Mr. Matt Williams.
Hey, Matt Williams. Hey, everybody.
Yeah. It's coming out of some success. We'll talk about that later. We got David Wayne in the house.
I'm here.
Yay!
I like the size of the house, but I'm here.
He's living success.
Yeah, sorry I was late, guys. There was lightning and there was a Bucks game.
It was apparently Turkish traffic.
Yeah, what the fuck is Turkish traffic?
Is that what I texted?
Yeah.
Well, that was me driving and trying to text you guys that there was a Bucks game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
a Turkish Bucks game.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Get
what
off
that
of the
means.
Field.
I'm like, is Turkey known for their horrible traffic? Like, I'm so confused.
They're just avoiding the football. They're like, get the pigskin away from me.
Yeah, it's time for homeless break.
He's 5 minutes Turkish traffic because of Bucks game. That's what you said.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, Steve, what the fuck is Turkish traffic? He's like, I don't know. We're gonna talk about it.
Break off galosh. Yeah, I got to use a Simpsons reference.
Not even 3 minutes in.
Yeah. No, that's like a minute and a half, huh?
Yeah, thereabouts.
There's a Turkish guy on The Simpsons?
Look at Matt's sense of time.
My God. Yeah. There was a New York episode where Homer let Barney borrow his car, and he went crazy and went to New York. Or something like that. Yeah. Because he couldn't drink that night.
Yeah.
So it's a character from one episode, and you remember this?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
and
man.
And so, like, Homer was really, he wanted to go get pizza, but he couldn't leave his car, and there was a guy that walked
by. Well, because there was a boot on his car, and the car just kept getting tickets.
Yeah. Oh, because he was, like, parked in an illegal parking.
He was
like,
parked by the World Trade Center.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You'll never see that episode again.
That's true.
And they were like, please stay by your car between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. Like 12 a.m. or something like that. So, but yeah, he, like, this guy in a cart walks by. He's like, "Freak off, galosh," or whatever. And it just looks like this weird, greasy meat on a stick called Kof Galosh. And that's where you learned about crab juice.
It's my stripper name.
Kof Galosh?
No, weird, greasy meat on the stick.
Yeah, stick meat.
Oh, yeah, stick
it's,
meat.
Yeah, it's like Meat Wad's cousin.
It's better than my old name.
What was your old name?
Assfinger.
Oh, Assfinger.
Okay, so
I had to get that name.
Yeah. So we did a show at Big Top Brewery on Friday with Kyle Muncy.
Mm-hmm.
And, whenever you're writing out your list, like, out of context, our joke names are just, like, weird. And so I was going through Steven's, and you know the one about his girlfriend not being able to pick him out of a lineup, like she couldn't finger his ass.
Yeah,
and it's just like pun after pun.
Mm-hmm.
About that. Well, like it just says ass finger.
Oh, on his list.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we were like, well, that sounds like a perfect name for a Bond villain.
Right.
Yes.
And we're like, this is the worst Bond villain ever.
Ass finger.
Is that a gold finger? I get it. Right. It should just be brown finger, then.
He is the Moonraker.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Moonraper.
Oh, yeah. What an odd job.
Hey, good one.
You expect me to talk, ass finger?
He's like, no, I expect you to come. So, of course, like Jeff Klein.
Make
some
feel-good milk, Mr. Bond.
Allow me to change the lighting for the mood. So, of course, Jeff Klein read that, and he was like, oh, my God, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so, like,
he's just a Bond villain with an incredibly beige finger.
Yeah. There's no tan on it.
Like the rest of him is, like, very gaunt. Like, his pointer finger on his right hand is just deep brown.
Yeah. Like, like that's the only thing that gets tanned? Instead of like a farmer's tan.
No, it's not really
it's
tan.
It's more like or stained.
It's dyed stained, yeah.
Oh, stained, okay. Like mechanics' hands when they get like, but just a finger.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like he's been checking oil all day.
You know, like how, you know, like strippers need to bleach their assholes?
Oil underneath the fingernails.
Yeah. He needs to bleach his finger.
Oh, God, dude.
Mm. Yeah, Jeff came up with the idea of, like, you know, that first montage is just like fingers going across the screen at like silhouetted butts. Yeah.
Oh, and it'll be like down the barrel of the, yeah,
the gun,
yeah. Right?
The colon.
Right.
You'll just see little polyps on the side.
Da-na,
and then the blood.
Yeah, like little gerbils running around.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, Matt does it better. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Ass finger. That,
like, instead of, like, of course, Bond is, like, finger pointing.
Oh, yeah, instead of a real gun.
Yeah. Yeah. Or he's just, like, coyly pulling up his pants or back down.
He's just sobbing as he's pulling up his pants.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, yeah, like, anytime a joke would bomb or something like that, we would just go, ass finger.
Okay. That's awesome, dude. I wish I would have been there.
Yeah, I hope you add that to your joke, though, because it would be like just going into a whole ass finger thing. Because Clark has that one about the disappointed Hitler, because out of context, you know, like, yeah, seeing the names of our jokes, you're just like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
So I guess you're going to have an out of context part, because I can't, like,
mine are all
one of those things. I'm like, all right, I'm putting my foot down. You have to talk about ass finger.
Well, at least it's kind of original. Like, most of mine are just, like, blowjob, masturbation. So it's like, mine are so open mic fucking worthy of a list.
Right.
I don't even know why I even have one, but I still do.
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
David puts sourdough on his bifocals. He's flipping through the list. It's like, cum farts.
Yes. Masturbation number two.
Jerk off and kitty litter.
God. Yeah. That's a good one. Cat litter.
Right.
And I guess if you just see that could be a joke about anything, though. So just when you read my titles of jokes that I write down, that's probably the cleanest one. It just says cat litter. It's probably the most disgusting what I do.
What do you
this
call...
It's so graphic whenever you describe it.
I know.
What do you call the one about how many times you've banged? Is that just called moon on your list?
Moon landing.
Moon landing?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Really?
That's how I remember it.
That's awesome.
That's how I slept with... Less people. More people have landed on the moon than have slept with me. That's a real story. I came up with that on stage.
I feel like you did a lot of research for that, though.
I did after it, but, like, I came up with just that joke on stage, and then I was like,
no, I better research it. You too.
Yeah, because I said more people have landed on the moon, and then she goes, then have landed on your dick. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm using that.
Yeah, but for once.
Thank you, heckler bitch.
Yeah.
She got up that night, too. She was not good.
No, she wasn't.
I was just talking about her kids and stuff, like most.
Oh, that's adorable.
Most middle-aged women, I'm assuming.
And not
was she
to
the
do
one
anal?
At Dunedin?
Yeah, it was at Dunedin.
Yeah. Yeah, she was chatty when I was on stage. I hope she never does it again.
Yeah.
I don't think
maybe
she
maybe she died in a car crash on the way home. That'd be nice.
Maybe she got ass-fingered. No, she was talking about that, though.
Maybe
she's
her kids
like,
just smothered her in her sleep.
Well, she was talking about, like, not liking anal on stage. I was just like, oh, my God, what a fresh take.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah, she was like, it's an exit only. And her friend was like, da ha ha ha. It's like, good God.
I hate that when people say exit only. It's like, I want to fucking throw you off the next exit. Which is a dumb saying in itself, but yeah. I don't know. Oh, I hate that cliche stuff, man. Bless you, man.
Excuse me.
People say that kind of stuff, you know.
So yeah. This is the first time I've had sparkling water. And thank you, Steven. It's cherry limeade.
Is it okay?
Actually, yeah, it's not bad. Like, I don't
it's
think
closer
it's
closer
like,
to a soda than...
You never had sparkling water?
I've had it, like, a couple times.
Oh,
but
pay attention next time you pee, because it glistens in the toilet.
Does it?
Yeah, because it's sparkling.
Don't
it comes
pay attention
out. Sounded good. I don't know.
Bubbles come out of your penis.
That's right.
Yeah, if you have crystals in your urine, that can only be healthy.
It's like pissing out kidney stones.
Whenever I pee in the sink.
It's like shooting diamonds.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that would hurt. Just pissing out like little mini crystals. Ooh. Be like a kidney stone, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A bunch of
them. It's exactly what a kidney stone is.
We dealt with that with my girlfriend's cat. She
ew.
Had like urinary cystitis or something.
UTI? Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she was just like, just in the kitty litter box, it was just like crystals, just full of crystals, like sparkling crystals.
Right.
You went in there mining for diamonds after?
Oh, Piper was.
Oh, God.
Ew.
She was like,
Yeah, Hussie's a shit eater.
Little sugar
too.
Nuggets.
Yeah. She
likes the piss that has a crunch to it.
That's the worst, like a sharp shit. You know what I'm talking about? Like when you take a sharp shit.
Sharp shit.
Sharp shitter?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's
like Mark Wahlberg.
I call them a sharp shit. It's when you poop. I have a hairy ass, so like when I poop sometimes I guess it gets tangled in that and it tugs at it when you poop and it hurts.
What a tangled shit you weave.
Okay.
What'd you say? Weave.
What a tangled shit you weave.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not crocheting. Oh,
macrame.
Yeah.
In a way.
Macrame'd your butthole hairs on the way out.
Yeah.
Oh, so that like then it'd make like a sieve or something like that. You know what I mean? Like then you're just like slice it all up.
He was just like shitting some like brown mist through it.
What?
God, how long has it been? 10 minutes already?
It's been over 10 minutes.
Okay, all right.
We already talked about ass finger and shit.
Yeah, but for some reason that doesn't seem as gross. I don't know why.
Because you attached it to Bond. So you're like, classy. Oh, it's British, so it's classy.
It's kind of sexy in a way.
He's like, give me three fingers of ass.
Octa finger.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's all eight at once. That's a big ass. Like, I had to be there, man. I feel like I missed out on the ass finger thing.
No, we caught you up.
Yeah, I know. I miss everything.
The organic.
Yeah.
The organic first time it pops up thing.
The rise of the bit.
That's always the best part.
And then it's never good ever again.
Nope.
And then you step on stage and you're like, why?
That's why I hate doing old material, man, because I always feel like people are just like, he's done this joke before, and it's like, I've done it like twice, but to me, in my head, I'm like, oh, they've seen this 1,000 times, even though I've done it twice. I hate doing it because I get self-conscious. Like but people, like, older vets are like, dude, no, you have to fucking keep doing it. That's how you get good at saying it and shit, but...
Certain places, that's definitely true. Like, every time I do Cafe Hey, I'm like, I gotta bring something new or it's gonna be the same people every time.
Right.
Like, there's, like, 8 or 10 people who go there and they're all regulars.
Yeah. Which is
that
nice.
That aren't comics, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Which is actually, I mean, that's really nice that that's happening.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not complaining about having, like, an audience, but yeah. I think it does kind of motivate me to be like, oh, man, what haven't I said to these guys?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it forced me to write. So I always try to do a new, like, five, not new five, but, like, a new order, at least new jokes.
Brand new five from David Wayne every week.
It's horrible. Yeah, that's the problem. They never get good.
Dude, imagine doing that, just, like, a brand new five, just no matter what.
That's what I did, like, my first, like, 6 months.
Yeah, I used to do a new five every 2 weeks.
Ugh.
I did it every week for 6 months, and it was horrible. None of it was good. I mean, like, listen, like listening back, like maybe like a few things were good.
Right.
But in my head, I was like, I have to just keep doing new stuff. And they're like, and I see everyone else doing the same jokes. And I'm like, oh, these guys are garbage. They're doing the same shit.
Yeah.
But they're getting laughs. And meanwhile, I'm thinking, why aren't you laughing at my stuff? This is brand new. But the audience doesn't fucking know that.
Yeah, exactly.
I had no idea.
This is brand new.
Yeah, because I'm an idiot.
But at a point when it starts working at open mics, you need to just put it away until, like, you're doing shows.
Yeah, that's what I do with, like, my girlfriend stuff and stuff like that.
Yeah,
because...
Unless it's, like, a different take or I had, like, a tag on it or something.
Elijah was one of those people that did that. He, like, pulled me aside about the bridge thing. He's like, I don't know why you're still doing it. You know it works. Like, just stop.
Yeah.
But it feels so good when it works.
But why?
Because they laugh.
I can do it at a show.
True. Yeah, sometimes I forget. You know, like, if you have if you have some people in the audience, like, yeah, like, I have to remember to pull back and be like, work on some shit, don't go for the laughs.
Yeah.
You know, don't default back to my clothes.
That's what I did one night. I fucking followed, what's his face, at the Improv, JJ, and he had, like, a really good set. He was doing all old shit, and he was crushing. And I'm like, fuck, dude, I had to follow him. Like, do I just do the hits myself?
Right.
Or do I do new shit? And I'm like, fuck it, I'm doing new shit. And I got a decent response, so I was happy.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, because, like, I don't know, you hear that all the time, like comics, you know, who are headliners, like in, I don't know, I was watching, like, Sam Morril last special, and he was talking about it. He's like, you'll be in the club, and, like, somebody famous will come in, and they'll bump you or something. So then you're like, oh, man, I'm getting... Like, he said, like, Jeremy Piven bumped him.
And does he was Jeremy like, Piven even do comedy?
He does stand-up, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how good it is, but he's like, Jeremy Piven bumped him. He's like, oh, that guy's not that good. And then he's like, all right, well, he did all right, so I better bring all the hits now. You know what I mean? So he's like, you start doing the big jokes because you want to look good to these famous people that are in the crowd.
True.
I mean, I kind of get that. I don't know. I feel like it's always...
But that's New York, so it's like, no, I'm not going to worry about that in Tampa. Who was like a fucking Lightning, Tampa Bay Lightning player going to walk through?
Well, that's how I felt when we were talking, like, when they were talking about Louis in the fucking Tampa Facebook group. I'm like, why do any of us care, first off? And second off, like, what does any of our opinions matter?
Oh, like, to Louis? Or about Louis? Or
about the New York scene in general.
Oh, it's yeah, like, it's not our scene.
Well, like, I like being in Tampa. Let me tread carefully here.
But, hey, me too.
But I mean, it's like, our scene's a fucking joke compared to New York. Like,
really?
It's not even comparable. But like, people are talking about it like, well, he needs to do this and that's like, it's nowhere near the same. Like,
no. None of us have a show.
Yeah.
None of us have had a show pulled because we whipped our dicks out.
No, or... Or
I'm trying to be the first one to get a show because I whip my dick out.
Or there's not 20 comedy clubs in the city.
Davey whips his dick out. Yeah.
Like, there's not 20 comedy clubs in Tampa Bay.
Right.
No.
Man, how crazy would that be?
That put on shows every single fucking night.
There's not even 20 in the state of Florida, probably.
Maybe. Maybe 20 like, in the whole state.
Like, A level, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Or, like, where you can just go to a club and, like, they're paying these people $15 a spot. To have, like, Tiffany Haddish go up and then follow it with, like, Mark Norman and then Joe List and then, like, Yamanika and, like, all these other, like, big-name people. And it's like...
Yeah.
And then here, it's like, well, we maybe have, like, one good local guy and, like, a feature and a headliner.
Right.
And we have, like, four or five shows a week. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, their shows are just, like, huge.
Yeah.
And they're, like, big things. And, like, that's why it's... It's bizarre to even have the mentality like
people,
of, like...
Oh, you're like people that are, like,
yeah, they're open mics. Stand-up
records and shit like that.
Yeah, like, they're open mics, so to say, where they get spots would kind of be like an open mic, but it's booked.
Yeah.
And you're getting, like, but it's all headliners. Yeah, and it's all headliners. It's who's on it. You're, like, whereas here, getting, it's, like, it's just an open mic.
Oh, you're
basically getting your Subway fare plus a drink to do a spot at, like, the Cellar or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's going to be an audience there.
Yeah.
Like a real club audience.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
not at a bar.
It's bizarre to like even speak about it here. Because like I feel like anybody who hasn't ever been there doesn't really understand how completely different it is.
Well, it's definitely different worlds.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Well, I'll do it eventually, so.
Yeah, one day.
I'll understand.
I want to do it. I'm fighting off a cold. I'm sorry if I sound weird.
Yeah. Same.
Me and Steven are sick.
Yeah.
I'm on antibiotics.
Good.
I'm more antipsychotics.
Sure it'll make you the pill stop working, so
what?
Just watch out. I'm saying don't get pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll try not to. Are you coming on?
Ass finger.
Matt gonna put a baby in.
Sick baby. It just comes out with a runny nose. It's like...
I'll have an ass-topic pregnancy.
Topic, right?
What?
Oh, that's a good man. That's a really good cut. Atopic pregnancy is when like it grows outside of like where it's supposed to.
Yeah.
So he said ass topic.
Grown in a lab instead of like inside the uterus? You mean?
No, it just means like it could go anywhere.
Yeah.
What? You can have a baby just grow in your fucking liver?
Yeah. Well, it's not supposed to.
No.
And then it'll.
Dies.
Die.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then you flush out a fetus, basically. Well,
yeah, miscarriage.
If it even gets to that.
It usually gets to at least an embryo.
Right. A blastocyst or something.
Yeah.
Just like 8 cells.
And then you have to try and save it if you're a good Christian.
Right.
You gotta scoop it out of the bloody toilet water.
And bring it to the hospital.
Then bring it to the guy that has all the snakes.
y'all reckon this baby be viable? Can we
hook
it
up? Where'd you learn that word? You've been reading them wordy books again.
Yeah. Get the car battery. We're going to try to jump start this baby.
Woo!
Hook it up to its nipples. That always gets me going. It's just like, where's its nipples? I don't know. Just pick two things.
It's just like when I was like,
I don't know.
just like a quivering little embryo with like little claw hands, like
like a little chicken.
It's just like Jesus would have wanted.
That's how horror movies start.
It's like, kill me.
Yeah.
No, you're gonna be president.
And he climbs into a doll, and that's how you get Chucky. Child's play.
If they dress it up like a doll,
a little mutilated half embryo, half fetus, like baby thing, just gets on a stack of phone books in a car and just like starts driving around.
This sounds like a Squidbillies episode.
Yeah, or it looks like one of the alternate universes in Rick and Morty.
Yeah,
it's the one where they're all like mushed up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like one of the earlier episodes.
Cronenberg
episode. Cronenberg.
Just goes and robs a bank. It's like, I need a toupee. I can't live like this.
They're like, give it whatever the fuck it wants. Sir, you own this bank now. Don't,
it's got like
please.
The Groucho Marx sunglasses with the fucking nose.
Mustache. Smoking a cigar.
Don't you fucking look at me.
I'm not looking, sir, please. Or ma'am, I don't know what you are. Just leave.
Call me baby. Baby self.
You can have whatever you want, baby self. Just don't touch us.
My pronouns are baby and baby self.
God.
Just goes up to the cashier. He's like, I won't hurt you. You need to say gently grazes her for her.
Oh,
like,
God.
Shh, it's okay.
The talons come. Not the talons of Fang.
Just leaves.
It's like a monstrous song. Baby.
She was like a trail of placenta everywhere it goes. Like a Slimer or something.
Oh my God.
Cops just follow into the woods and it's just like.
Of course it goes to the woods.
Yeah.
It's just feeding out the blood of raccoons.
A bunch of squirrels. They'll never find me out here.
Just like cracking his neck like a Pez dispenser.
Just throws a whole rat right down the gullet, dude. Oh, my God.
Good thing it's fall.
Yeah, what creature is that? That's Assfinger.
It's a creature Jesus would have wanted, I reckon.
That's right. We got to keep this thing alive.
It's like the West Virginia Chupacabra.
Yeah. So it's like an urban legend, but only in West Virginia.
Right.
Yeah.
It crawls down its sister wife's leg and slithers out to the crick.
Call him Badger Man.
Yeah. That's where it would be, too, because
yeah,
that's where
crick.
The crick. That's where all the incest is in West Virginia.
The crick?
No, the West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
There's, like, real towns with still incest there.
Ew.
Yeah, like it's legal to marry your cousin.
I thought it was, like, second cousin.
Nope.
Like, if it's...
Not
oh,
West Virginia.
First cousin?
Your first cousin. That's what I'm saying.
Ooh. I bet those reunions are sexy.
And we have protruding brows and overbites
protruding
everywhere.
The Cro-Magnon foreheads.
Oh, yeah, dude. Sunken eyes and shit.
Yeah, the hills have fuck.
Yeah.
Just girls show up at the fucking at the fishing hole and it's just like...
All of them in two tops and crop tops.
What's going on, Daisy Mae? Are you pregnant? No, this is a tumor. I've been working this tumor for 3 months, I think.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's got a mole on it.
They're all hanging out at the fish fry. They don't have barbecues there.
They don't even have
fish fries.
They don't even have meat. It's just like rocks.
Can I feel your tumor kick?
Yeah.
God damn it, Jethro. You is a retard.
When it's time to eat, they got to share dentures.
You got to gum some applesauce.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Have
you didn't cook the fish, so there's still bones in here. I'm cutting my gums up. You're supposed to cook it so it's nice and soft.
Yeah, they got like river urchins. It's like, it's river. Like it looks like spiny little golf balls.
Yeah.
Maybe a real creative hillbilly is just trying to drill the fucking spines into his mouth to make new teeth.
Yeah, there you go. It looks like an anglerfish.
Yeah. Like the little thing hanging.
Yeah.
They're like,
I can eat all the krill I want.
That's why we get...
I'm a filter feeder.
Yeah. This is my baleen. He just got a bunch of baleen. He just goes down to the creek and just... like, sucks in a bunch of water and just... spits it out and only keeps the bacteria or whatever the fuck they eat.
I got a lot of practice eating soup. Mm-hmm.
He's like the town scientist, too, the one that made krill into his teeth or whatever.
Then he made the fetus, the Franken-fetus.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I gave my cousin a tumor.
I brought him in a bucket.
Oh, man, gefilte fish. We're all over the place here.
Yeah.
We got ass fingers, we got tumors.
Okay, so I'm working...
Turkish bathhouses.
So I was on the USF campus, and the way they labeled... there was the student parking. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you like what permit you can have.
Do you tell them you don't like labels?
No, actually, I love this label.
You're just like ripping the signs.
Instead of no labels. Don't conformist. You make a label.
Don't tell me.
You make a label to protest labels because you have a sign.
Right.
You're spray painting an anarchy
signs,
symbol.
I don't know how to protest it.
Yeah, it's a Mitch Hedberg. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're spray painting the anarchy symbol. It's like no labels. It's like I don't know how to tell you.
No, that's a symbol. That's not a label.
It's like, symbiotic.
All right.
Sir, I don't think you know what words mean.
Yeah, just pat them on the back or on the head. Good job. Good job.
Yeah, they just go, tss. Yeah. No, but for student permit, they just shorten student to S, but they put the S too close to permit.
Spermit. Sorry, I jumped ahead.
So there's just a bunch of spots that say sperm it. And I
there's just homeless people jacking on the spot.
They're like, well, I was...
I'm not. Just doing what the sign said!
I was, looking for the bus stop, but I found the sperm it stop. So I'm just going to go ahead and rub one out while I'm here.
You're just telling me I can't follow these rules?
I can't smoke a flower here. I can't just jack off this.
I lived outside the system for 30 years. I see a rule I want to abide by.
You said I can't.
I'm just following the sign.
Pay my own goddamn roads.
Campus security is like, come on, man. Like, why? Every fucking day, one of you guys come over here.
I'm going to put a line down the middle and turn this into motorcycle parking.
Gross.
So it just says student permit, but
it's
just
a permit.
Yeah. What is that, parking spot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, you know.
So there's like, a bunch of them there,
yeah,
right?
There's tons of them. It just says
is spermit. It by the medical building?
Yeah. Really close to it, yeah.
That's so crazy.
The worst part about it was that, like.
Sounds like a terrible children's story.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, it sounds like. Like
Kermit the Bop It Spermit.
Kermit the Frog's weird cousin, Spermit.
It ain't easy being white.
He's like an albino frog.
He's like, hi, ho, Spermit. Hey.
He's like smoking a cigarette.
Hi, Spermit. It ain't easy being green. There's only one of me. Well, there's millions of me. I'm a goddamn sperm.
Now, my brothers and sisters, I gotta feed. They all look to me. Oh, God. That would suck.
The hungry mouths of sperms.
I want to see the sign. Did you take a photo of it?
Yeah, I did. Actually, okay, I was going to post that later on my Facebook or Instagram, or something like that. Cause I was just like,
what did they save money by doing that? Why would they change the signs? That sounds like a waste of money.
It's just like spray painted on the ground.
Oh, okay. So this had like a stencil. This one,
right? Yeah,
it's probably faster.
Yeah, definitely.
Instead of doing all the stupid. I thought it was like an actual like little sign that stood up in the air.
No, the other ones just say like S.
I just gotta imagine like the maintenance groundskeeper type guys putting that down are. Well aware of what they're doing.
They probably did it by accident once, and then they're like,
fuck it.
Check it out.
But I mean, the school was like, yeah, what's wrong with that? S permit. Nobody could see any problem with that.
Is there a period after the S at least?
Nope.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
It's just S and permit.
And the maintenance guys are just laughing their dicks off. Oh, yeah.
They're in the fucking maintenance house on the golf cart just yucking it up.
Just... Every time they finish painting, you can just hear the fucking high fives from the back.
That's exactly it. It's like,
is that thunder?
Yeah. Oh my God. As they like reach into the styrofoam cooler that they hid from the administration.
Oh yeah.
Just whipping Keystone Lights back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Bush Light.
Yeah, just shitty fucking beer. Natty. Yeah,
they got me some Milwaukee's Beast back
there.
Yeah,
they got the Beast. Let me get one of them Beasts, man. Another sperm it down. They're like taking who can do the most. I just keep picturing like Bill Murray from fucking Caddyshack. Like that guy is, there's multiple of them.
Yeah.
And they're the maintenance crew that's doing
the... I got
a
hold of that one.
They're doing the spray painting. Yeah. Wearing that same hat.
Like, that would probably, like, that had to have been the highlight of that entire endeavor.
I mean, it's Florida. Because, like, it's 1,000 degrees outside. They're like, if we had to do the whole student parking, that would take forever. We'd, you know, sweat.
There's so many.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you'd have to do, like, getting that job, they're like, all right, you have to write S permit. On all of, on these, all of these segments.
On 1,500 fucking parking spaces. Right, yeah. They're like, fuck you, I'm putting sperm it down, goddammit.
Yeah. At the end, they're like, you know what? We don't even need the extra cans of paint to huff after this. This is its own reward.
That's what they were trying to save paint to huff.
We don't need to get in a Krylon-induced haze later.
Well, did it used to say...
I mean, we don't have to now, but it's still a good idea. How about we do both? You're a genius.
Did it used to say student permit?
No.
Oh, okay. It said nothing on the ground.
No.
Okay. Well, how do people know where to park then?
Oh, well, like, I'm just saying...
You just
like,
drive around for 3 hours and hope. That's basically how I parked at USF.
Yeah. That's eventually how they did it. They're like, I have an idea. Maybe we can just paint lines on the ground and make these parking spots.
They were just looking at the lot and they're like, 60% of the spots are faculty parking. I think we could do better. We could do 90.
Right. Yeah.
We could just have teachers teaching empty classrooms because the kids can't get in.
Yeah, there's a lot in the parking lot.
Right. Yeah, like the opposite of public schools.
It's pretty much.
Right.
I would go sometimes. I would be like an hour early, and I would be like 30 minutes late to class when I was off campus.
Good God, because you couldn't find parking.
Because I couldn't find parking. Yeah, I would drive all around the business building, and then I would drive around the Sun Dome, because like when they didn't have a game, you could park by the Sun Dome. But like I wouldn't find any there, and I would go try and find spots by the dorms, and there's none back there, so it's back to the library.
Yeah.
Good God. Did they add spots at least now?
Some. I mean, it's never going to be enough.
Yeah, probably.
Like, whenever there's, like, it's probably a pretty big commuter school.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And it is, because even though it's a big state school, it's commuter school. Like, it's not like US or UCF.
No, that one's a big one, too. It's same at UCF.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Like, almost, like, any university, the parking's horrible.
Yeah, of course. But I always thought, like, a lot of kids, like, live on campus. But I don't think a lot of the students live on campus at USF. They like live at home with their parents.
Don't.
No, yeah, they live at home with their parents and just drive there, right? I would assume.
It just depends, because there's like student housing like all around the area too. Okay. So
yeah,
you know,
public transportation sucks.
Yeah, there's none
in Florida. It sucks. So you have to like drive yourself everywhere.
Yeah, I was talking to Randy about that yesterday.
Randy
was talking about riding the bus. I'm like, please tell me you're not riding the bus, Randy. He was like, there's a couple times where I had to ride a bus.
Dude, I would love to see Randy on a bus. That would be so fucking great.
He was wearing the suit.
He was telling me there was this one guy in the bus. He was like, yeah, he was missing like half his head. I'm like,
what?
It's like, what do you mean he was missing like vertical or horizontal? He's like, no, the back, like part of his head is missing. Like it looked like it should have been there and it wasn't. Like, what? I love the way Randy describes stuff because that's word for word what he said.
That's where your vision is. Like, was the dude blind?
I don't know. Might have been kind of smushed down into the spot that was left.
Oh, God. What else? I think he said it like he was like, "Oh, it looked like part of it just didn't form or something." Like maybe just part of it. And I'm just like, "What the fuck are you?"
Like they just laid the baby down on the back of its head the whole time as a skull formed.
Well, and we were talking about it.
Just go hardened around it.
And Randy was like, "You think it'd be easy to fix when they're a baby because like their head's not fully fused? You just put parts in." I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
You shave it like a fucking mold of clay. You just like,
you know, like before it starts fusing, just start jamming skull in.
Yeah. I need more bone fragments over here.
Let's shove some more brain in there. Yeah.
It'll connect to the other brain. The synapses will fire back and forth.
Yeah, especially once you super glue it.
Yeah, you just put it.
Like it's a fucking vase.
This is the greatest thing ever. Randy the neurosurgeon.
Oh my god. Like a pediatrician version too. Like we just only work with babies because their heads are more pliable.
Yeah, you can just crack it open.
He's like, I put a little raccoon bone fragment in there. Maybe some brain matter was left like on there. This kid loves nuts. I don't know why. He's always digging in the trash.
He's like a sea otter, and he's got like a stone on his stomach. He just like cracks the baby's head on it.
I got to crack it so I can fuse it again.
Trust me, it'll grow back stronger. It's like any other muscle.
Dude, the kid's dead.
We really need to vote him for governor or senator or whatever.
Write him in.
Dude. Randy.
His mortality rate is through the roof.
Randy Care.
They're like, what are we going to do with St. Pete? He's like, oh, we're just going to demolish it. If you like, demolish all of St. Pete. It's gone.
If you like your doctor, you can't keep it. No doctors. We're banning them.
No doctors.
You work on your own self.
Doctors will be illegal.
Suicide rate go up just for a little while.
If you can't fix it with gauze and staples, you can't be fixed.
You're dead.
Use some duct tape. Use some clear duct tape.
Randy Holton for governor or senator. You're dead.
Yeah, then you just take him in the parking lot and run him over.
We'll just ship him all to West Virginia.
So he did that joke last night about running over babies.
That's a tough sell.
Yeah, that sounds pretty harsh. I'm not going to lie to you. Oh, God. Was it the main room?
No.
No, it was okay. The side room. Yeah.
Running over babies.
One of my favorite things to watch is watching people's reactions to Randy talk about running over babies.
Oh, yeah.
All of his laughs come from the back of the room.
It's always comics, yeah.
100%.
Like, you almost want to stand by the door so you can, like, watch the audience that's sitting there so you can see their responses.
Right.
And that's what I usually do when Randy's up. Because, you know, he's just going to be smiling. Like everything's going perfect. This is how I planned it. Yeah, and then he's
that
up
is
there.
How we planned
it. Oh, yeah.
It's Randy's world. We just live in it.
It's crazy, dude.
He's a human Tim and Eric sketch.
I'm pretty sure he could levitate if he wanted to. He just chooses not to.
Yeah.
He stays down with us.
He doesn't want to come off elitist, so he's like, I'm not going to levitate around these guys.
Doesn't want to hover back to heaven.
See, I'm surprised that we came up with Assfinger before Randy did. There's one thing I can be proud of is that we figured out a joke before Randy did about dicks and butts.
What if on Randy's deathbed he just confesses that he's been the Messiah this whole time? He's like, actually, second coming of Jesus. Jesus liked donuts, boobs,
farts.
Very basic things. Yeah. Randy's a simple man.
Yeah, it's proof that God loves us.
So was Jesus. I
told you, bitches, he was a carpenter.
Why do you make him sound Mexican?
You think carpenters are smart? No, I'm not smart. Ha.
Oh God, it's creeping me out.
God, I love that
Randy's laugh.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Randy on the bus would be one of the, like that would be a fucking treat.
You'd have to film it. I rode a bus once in Pasco, which was interesting.
But that's what we should. There should be another video series called "Randy on Randy Takes the Bus."
Yeah, instead of plane train, just Randy on the bus.
when we were at Side Splitters last week for the mic, Elijah was giving out lollipops, like, you know, for some unknown reason.
It's Elijah,
and he gave one to Randy. He gave him like a grape one.
Yeah,
and Randy asked Leslie. He was like, "What do you got that goes with a lollipop?"
Like what drink?
Like is a legitimate, honest question.
Like what pairs with this grape lollipop?
She was like, I don't know
exactly what cheese goes with this wine. Sort of question.
And Randy was like, oh, I know. Give me a peanut butter and jelly.
What?
It's apparently a drink.
Yeah, the shot. Isn't that a shot?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then Randy is stirring his drink with the lollipop.
No, he's not, dude. Yes. How are we not filming this? Dude, we'll make fucking so much money off of this guy. What the fuck? It's so crazy. There's no cameras rolling. See, like, he's just doing this just to do it.
I don't
give a shit. This is who he is.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, I don't give a shit if people listen to the podcast or not. I just hope they listen to one episode where we talk about Randy and they go, I have to find out who this man is. There's, and then he just blows up. That's yeah, all I want.
It's gonna be insane, dude. Like, that is the fact that he just even asked what pairs with this.
What you know goes with funny? A lollipop?
And then the fact that he came up with a great fucking answer, because it's a peanut butter and jelly, and he's got a goddamn dum-dum in his hand.
Yeah.
So it's like you're a little kid. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's perfect, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you want to wash this down? Do you want to have a Charleston chew?
It was funny.
For dessert?
Because yeah. Leslie, she couldn't remember how to make it, and he's like, oh yeah, it's a Frangelico and raspberry liqueur.
What?
He just knew it off the dome, like Randy did.
Like, he drinks those every day. He stirs it with a fucking dum-dum.
Yeah, he'd be like, you should only use bread. Stir it.
You know what?
For potato chips.
What would really open up this grape dum-dum that I have?
It was a yeah. blow pop, to be fair.
Oh, okay, the blow pop.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's just grape, though.
Dude, like... But here's the thing. Imagine how happy he is once he eats all the candy part and he still has gum.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, now this party started.
Yeah, that now is just getting going.
Yeah,
he's chewing it as he's drinking the peanut butter and jelly shot.
Oh, God. Now you ruined it now for me. I was on board before. Why the fuck did Elijah have blow pops?
I don't know. He gave me one, too.
Which one? I like the watermelon or sour apple.
He had one watermelon in the entire bag. It was overwhelmed with sour apple, so I got sour apple.
That's how they always do it.
I
they
like sour it. Apple, though.
Sour apple's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's the second favorite. I like the watermelon.
Of course you would, given your father.
Yep. Barry White. I waited all night long.
You'll never find.
That's it. You'll never find.
The blow pops I hid.
I think I'll keep these blow pops from my son. I can't.
David, go down to the basement and get daddy's blow pops.
You better not be eating all my goddamn candy.
Don't you mean them grape or watermelons, goddamn it. You get them sour apples. Those are my favorite flavors.
You go out in the yard, I'm gonna be pelting you with Jolly Ranchers from the roof. Gonna make it hail, bitch.
Dude, you know what I saw the other day? I'm sorry.
Were you pissed?
Yeah. No, I saw Starburst, and it was all pink.
What?
There was a Starburst like package you could buy, and it was all pink Starburst. It was like the best Starburst.
No. What's the Starburst all pink on the inside?
Strawberry.
Oh, strawberry? Oh, okay.
You never had the pink?
All pink on the inside? Is that what you said? Ew.
That's racial harmony.
Somebody posted that, too. They posted a meme. It was, like, of the Starburst at the regular package. It's, like, you versus the girl he tells you not to worry about, and the all-pink ones. I was like, I get it.
My girl got in trouble, like, when I was in high school. This girl I dated got in trouble because she wore a shirt after 9/11 that said, we're all pink on the inside.
Why'd you get in trouble for that?
Never forget.
Well, did it say never forget?
No, that was like her way of like harmonizing or whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, we're all people. We're all pink on the inside. She did it with like, it was like pink glitter all over a white shirt.
Oh, she made it?
Yeah, she made it. But you don't go buy a we're all pink on the inside shirt where you get that.
You go to Spencer's.
They didn't have it back then.
Oh, okay.
They were not that committed to the message.
Yeah.
Wait, you said she made it that said we're all pink on the inside?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and she got called to the principal's office. This is in high school.
Yeah,
but that's like,
she doesn't
know
the connotation that you could take it.
She 100% knew.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
This is a girl I was dating who was always like playing with the idea of being a lesbian, that chick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she was well aware.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny.
I like it.
But like, it was really hard for them to you know, be dicks about it. Like, they couldn't be like, oh, well, you know, your shirt's very offensive. And she's like, why? You know, we just had this tragedy. I'm wearing this for harmony.
Right, yeah.
And then, I think like, there's a loophole. She's loopholing it.
Yeah, it's like we're all made of the same stuff, and it's usually pink. You open it up.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem?
They had a severe problem with it. It was. I have so many
words. They made her take her shirt off and just wear a bra the rest of the day. Because that's less offensive somehow.
I was fine with that.
Yeah, right.
Ah, fuck.
No, that's just, I don't know, that's silly. People are dumb. That's funny, though. I like it. I saw a dude that made a shirt. One of the funny shirts. Like you know, you just get like a white tee, just take a Sharpie to it.
Yeah.
It was right after the Kanye West thing with Mike Myers. And he drew like stick figures, and it says Bush hates black people, but he drew like a weird face on Mike Myers next to him. I was like, that's funny as shit, dude. It was just a Sharpie on a white tee. I was like, that's the funniest thing ever. It was like a house party. He just made it or something.
They need to bring back Sharpie white tee. Actually, no, I'm sure they're still around.
And then high school, we had silk screening. I remember people would make their own t-shirts. That was fun.
I got a t-shirt airbrushed once.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like Kings of Indian or something?
Was it about a family reunion?
No. No, it's way
more stupid. Was it to commemorate your fallen buddy?
No.
You put that on the back windshield. I ride in memory of blank.
Yeah, with a picture of your cholo cousin.
What? I'm lost.
You've never seen that?
Mm-mm. Juan Esposito Valdoza on the back windshield.
Right.
With his bandana wrapped around his head.
Yeah, oh, so it's like a cholo?
Yeah.
It's not always a cholo. Sometimes it's a black kid. Sometimes it's a southern kid.
But it says, like, I ride with so-and-so.
It's always some sort of race. Yeah,
I ride
poor.
In the memory of, yeah. Blank.
It's always, like, a poor person. Like, they're driving a piece of shit.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Like, the sticker makes it pop.
Yeah.
So it's like a 1990 Ford F-150.
Yeah.
But the big truck
you
window.
Nailed the vehicle it's on frequently. Or like a Bronco.
Yeah. Okay, like, I think I know what you're talking about now. It's like the fucking, it's like the tribal tattoos of fucking bumper stickers.
Yeah. Right.
Or window stickers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, the tribal.
I can't believe you've never seen
I've never
one
seen
before.
That. I've seen like a cross and it's like rest in peace and it has like their initials and like a date or some shit.
No, they
I've
get like
those.
A screen of the person's face.
No, that's
on the
weird.
Back
yeah.
Yeah,
then they'll have like angel wings next to the fucking face with like clouds around it.
That's fucking creepy.
Yeah, it's super creepy.
Yeah. I've seen like the big bald eagle thing on the back or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because some people are kind of subtle with it and you're like, oh, that's kind of sad. And then you see that. Like, whoa.
It's like this is your Sistine Chapel. Like it's like a fucking mural.
Your Michelangelo moment.
Yeah. Like what is this shit?
And the car gets totaled, and like they have to sneak into the junkyard, and they're like, I had to cut out the windshield. I need to cut the windshield.
They're hanging up on the wall.
Like,
in the
no
garage.
Wonder you got a wreck. It was on the windshield.
I got to cut out back.
You're just hanging on the wall in the garage. Yeah. Like
it is a miracle. Did not crack.
That's so funny, dude. I hate bumper stickers and shit like that anyway.
Oh.
Like, when they say, like, flow grown, I fucking want to ram into every fucking douchebag
that
has, like, flow grown. Because it's, like, for the people outside the state of Florida, it's, like, Florida grown because they're from Florida.
Right.
I just, and, like, or it'll be, like, local, but the L's upside down Florida. I want to fucking slam into their car, too.
Yeah, that L belongs to Randy.
Salt Life. Like, it's just the gayest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. You put a goddamn Roxy sticker on there,
uh-oh.
So I know you're a hot chick in her 20s, all right?
Uh-oh.
Other than that, I don't want to.
Someone got him going. What happened? Did somebody snub you?
No, I just hate bumper stickers. Like the one, I always see this one lady, I guess she works where I work, and driving home, we go the same direction. So you see a lot of the same people. And on the back of her car, it's like a fucking paw print, and it says, oh, God. It says, who saved who? And I'm like, I want to kill all of us. Is your dog in the vehicle with you? Because I want to kill all of us right now. It's just so bad, dude.
You just, like, break into her house in the middle of the night, hold a gun to their head. And it's like, dog's not saving you now. Both of you need to be rescues.
Yeah. Both of you are about to get put down.
That's right. Euthanasia. No, that's probably not right.
Kinda.
Oh, okay.
Typically don't shoot the dog.
Yeah.
They only do that in books.
Oh, okay. Well, you know with that gun, Travis.
Yeah.
Bam! Old Yeller.
Yep.
Tie him to the old yellow oak tree or whatever it was.
Ew.
That's what they did, didn't they? Tie him to the oak tree and shot him?
I thought they just took him behind the shed.
Yeah, maybe it was that, too.
A lot of bad things happen behind the shed.
Is that what happens in
you either
Virginia?
Get pregnant or you put down a dog behind a shed. That's it.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that happens.
So what were you saying, Steven?
Sorry.
What do you mean?
I thought there was a point.
I got
to
pee.
Oh, don't make me go back to it.
Oh.
My diabetes is flaring up. You guys going to be all right?
Flaring up?
I'll save it for when David gets back. To go back into talking about my airbrush t-shirt.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he's definitely got a prostate problem, so he can't hold his pee. Oh, it's going to be a wet. It's going to be a like trickle.
Yeah.
Because he has a very feminine pee stream.
Dave's going to have some wee in his pants.
Wee.
Signature DW trickle.
Yeah, no, he's just leaving forensic evidence all over your house.
Yeah.
Oh, so I finally played a Switch.
What'd you play?
Saturday. Mario Kart.
Oh, how'd you like it?
Dude, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you only needed, like, four buttons.
Were you drinking?
Yeah.
I love playing racing games drunk as shit.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I'm breaking a law.
Yeah. See, like, I didn't do it where, like, you had to, like, physically turn the remote.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
The sensor, but, like...
Just literally drunk driving... I mean, I'm not literally simulated drug driving. It's about the best experience in the world.
Yeah. You already back?
Yeah, that's quick.
Huh. Yeah.
Do you ever drink and play racing games, David?
I'm talking about gay ass Simpsons shit.
No.
No. What is this?
How about that Simpsons hit and run, huh?
That's one of the best racing games ever.
It's one of the best games
ever. Oh, yeah. Is that the one that's like Crazy Taxi?
No, it's the one that's like GTA.
Yeah, okay. It's the one that's good.
What's the Simpsons one's like Crazy Taxi? I remember playing that for like PlayStation 1.
Road Rage, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or what were you saying? Drinking and playing what?
Drinking and playing racing games.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it feels like you're getting away with something. Yeah. It's the best.
You know, at the arcade's the best, like you get that Ferrari one.
Oh, yeah, like in an actual
Cruise
car.
In USA?
Yeah, no, it's like there's like a Ferrari game where it's got like three monitors and like you get in it.
Uh-huh.
It's like a photo booth, like everything's around you.
Oh.
And then you drive it. So
they have that with the F-Zero GX game, too. Like the one they made for GameCube, they have an arcade one that like pivots and it's like a...
Oh, yeah.
Like a...
You get drunk and drive that, you're like, I feel like I'm doing something here.
Drink so much you think it's real.
Just getting surly with the kids coming by. You've been playing that game for like 3 hours. I'll play it for three goddamn more. I get adult money.
That's right.
In the form of coins with cartoon mouse on.
Cartoon Mises. What are you looking at, mouse?
These are my adult tokens.
Some like fucking 19-year-old pimple-faced kid that's working there. Like, sir, you gotta let other people get a turn. Shut up, Stephen. I don't know why I think it's a guy.
Sounded like Harlan Williams. Hi, buddy. You have to...
It's okay. My name is like the butt of every joke.
Yeah.
Like every time someone's saying some dude's name a joke, Steve.
Yeah. I do like Steve. Steve, I go, or like Susan for a woman.
Carol. Carol's I think Carol good. Might be the new one, or Karen.
I like Brent.
Brent.
Brent's like if you're doing like a preppy, like Tyler.
No, I do.
Caleb.
Bryce.
I do Brent, the Skyler. Death penalty joke.
The what?
The death penalty joke.
Oh, Brent?
Yeah. Brent on the firing squad.
Right. Yeah.
Skyler.
Skyler.
So, yeah. You guys are going to make fun of it, but let's get into it.
Oh, the t-shirt.
The airbrush shirt.
The airbrush t-shirt. Okay, was this under your own volition? Or
yeah.
Were you
so you made it. Like, you get to pick what they put on there.
Yeah, I went to a store and
Let me try to guess what this was. Matt, what do you think it was?
Buick Skylark.
Nope.
That's an absurd guess. Why would you?
It's going to be way cornier than you think.
Space Jam.
No, I don't think so.
That's my guess.
Final answer. I don't know, like a middle finger or something silly like that.
So much more embarrassing.
So much more embarrassing than that?
Yeah. Crab attack.
Yeah. Well, hermit crabs.
You know my name is spelled with a PH?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to like start a production company for like...
Oh, no.
Yes, where it gets absurd. For like, like skits and videos and shit like that. And so the one I came
skits
up with...
Skits like you do on stage?
God, I can't believe I'm going to confess this. It was Fatville Productions with a PH.
Fatville?
Yeah.
So it's just pee-pee was your initials.
Yeah. And it was like in this weird booger slime.
Pee-pee.
Like, it was air slime, air sprayed booger slime.
That was, like, the font?
Yeah, so it looked like ghetto. It looked like the
like
Fresh Prince almost, but with, like, drippings.
Yeah.
Kind of like Goosebumps?
A little.
Yeah.
Just, like, mucusy looking?
So it was Fatville Productions.
Fat Phil or Fatville?
Like a town.
Like you could live there?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Did you have sparkles on it, too? Was it blinged out?
I think it was like
was it textured?
Did you take that back
nine
to your,
or 10 when I did
take that back to your Lincoln Navigator?
You were already thinking about having a production company when you were 9?
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to form an empire.
Dynasty.
Who could resist Fatville Productions?
You can't spell dynasty without nasty.
This white kid using the word fat.
With a PH.
With a PH.
Dude, that was about the age that, like, Fat Farm, yeah, the clothing that, line. That's what I keep thinking of. Remember Fat Farm?
Rush Hour just come out?
Yeah. I think it did. Or Money Talks.
You're
or
like, I got it.
It was Money Talks, yeah. Fat with a PH. That's
all about that Chris Tucker. Yeah.
There you go.
Pretty hot and tempting. That's Money Talks.
Yeah.
How about some Dom Perignon 85? He's like, how about some Colt 45? They used to play that at the Side Splitters video. Yeah. God, dude, that's so funny. I just keep thinking of Fat Farm because I used to wear that clothing because I was like, you know, a little half black kid when I was a kid.
Right.
Yeah, I thought I was black.
I was hood as shit.
Yeah, I used to wear like football jerseys and.
So you dressed like Big J Okerson?
Pretty much when I was a kid and wore a chain wallet and shit like that.
Fingerless gloves.
Yep.
Frosted tips.
Yeah.
Wore hoodies and Tims, dude. That was my shit. And Fat Farm shirts. I might still have some, actually.
I had that shirt in my closet until probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
That's did you use it to
bury
a, to.
Did you use it to bury a rat?
I should have.
Sent it out in the fucking...
Yeah. The Viking, out in the Viking water, burial. Viking burial.
I should just wrap my notebooks in it when I give up comedy.
Right. Fatville Productions. This is where it all started.
Jesus Christ.
So what did you do? Is like donate to Goodwill or someone out there that wears it?
No, it was like ratty as fuck.
Oh, you wore the shit out of that shirt then, didn't you?
I tried it on when I was like 24.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Did not fit.
Crop top?
Yeah, basically.
Little belly protruding out?
I was like, I think I'm going to need to be cut out of this.
It just says Productions. Like you can't see the Fatville anymore.
It's under my titties.
Yeah, it's just like sucked on. That's like if I put it on.
I'm living the fat.
Son, what does Hatville mean? Yeah.
Or stretches the font so much you can't even read it. Like, it's not legible. It just looks like a giant splat.
It just says Fartville. Because it's stupid.
No. So what do you think it was going to be, though? What kind of production? Like, sketches?
Yeah, I just want to do sketches and comedy and shit.
Did you have a camera or anything back then?
Not really.
Oh, please.
Did you write sketches?
I was like, please let there be, like, Steven video skits.
I wrote sketches.
Like, the old VHSs with, like, the date on it and shit.
I wrote sketches and parody songs and shit like that all the time.
We used to do skate videos, but we never did anything like
hell
that.
Hell yeah, doing kickflips.
Yeah.
When I was...
With, like, an old school, like, RCA on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, you'd follow them and shit. And
like the Goldbergs?
That was insane, yeah.
When I was a kid, like, Comic Relief was a really big thing.
Yeah.
You guys remember Comic Relief?
Yeah. What channel was that on?
Comedy Central, wasn't it?
It didn't used to be. It started on like HBO or Showtime or something and then worked its way down.
Okay, yeah.
Because Comedy Central didn't come around until like the mid-90s.
Right. Yeah, because I remember
that's how old it would have been in the mid-90s.
It was like 96, it 97.
Oh, I'm thinking like Premium Blend and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Comic Relief was like they raised money for homeless people.
Right.
And so, like, one of the first exercises I had in comedy, besides writing parody songs, because I was obsessed with Weird Al as a kid, is I would... Naturally. Oh, is that funny to you?
Yeah, that's awesome.
No, that's naturally.
Like, of course, I was like, of course you're going to
love... I still
love...
do parody songs. Matt does too. He puts my fucking name in there.
I told you I dressed up as Weird Al in 7th grade, right?
No.
What Weird Al?
Weird Al.
From fat instead of bad?
No, just Weird Al.
Yeah, you...
That'd be me. Like the leather outfit. Yeah,
like, I had a... I had basically the Dr. Frankenfurter wig doubles as a Weird Al wig.
And then, like, Hawaiian shirt.
And then, like, my dad's glasses. Okay. Like, big wire frames.
Did you actually look like him, though?
Yeah. I had a mustache.
And my pencil teacher, thin mustache.
Yeah. My teacher was like, you have to take this off. You have to take this off in class. And I'm like, why? And she's like, it's distracting the other students. I'm like... That sounds like their problem.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for being hilarious.
Yeah. Sorry for nailing my fucking costume, Miss Johnson. This sounds like y'all's problem.
Sorry, I'm a fucking beast at cosplay.
Yeah, it's one day a year, ma'am. You can't give it to me. It's fucking Halloween. Just let me have this.
Do you realize how hot this wig is?
Yeah.
I'm nailing this, all right? I'm committed to the bit. Just let me do it.
You know I'm dead.
If I take this off, I'm going to have fucking makeup smeared all over my forehead.
Yeah, so I got in trouble for cosplaying Weird Al. That was fun.
Was it Halloween, though, at least?
Yeah, it was Halloween. Oh. No, I was just doing it a normal day.
It was Tuesday. See, it was my Tuesday outfit.
Yeah.
I cosplay Weird Al on Tuesday. Thursday, I like to dress up as Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, I wanted to be Sonic. I never got the costume.
Knuckles. Couldn't find the Knuckles, though.
Knuckles the Fister.
Yeah. It was Assfinger. That's where it all started. Sorry, we're derailing Steven.
No, it's fine. Comic relief. Okay, so I got one of the things I did after the parody songs is I started doing like scripts of comic relief.
But cut like, to interior.
Yeah, but like I was watching comic relief and basically transcribing. And I'm like, well, let me punch this up as an 8-year-old. I can make this way funnier.
Are you
than
serious?
Robin Williams or Billy Crystal?
You're like.
Because, like, as a kid, I was like,
Sinbad.
As a kid, I was like, when they're talking about the homeless people, they're doing it, like, all nice. I feel like they're leaving a lot of material on the table.
Oh, my God. Like an 8-year-old punching up Whoopi Goldberg and shit.
I was like, how do we make fun of the homeless?
Start breaking it down. Cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
Peeing themselves. Where can we go with this? There's got to be a fart joke in there because I'm 8 years old. So we got to make... What if Billy Crystal just farted on Robin Williams' head? Kind of like Terrence and Phillip back then.
Right, you know? Yeah.
There was this weird thing we did in school where...
Steven, you're so prolific.
No, but I need an example of what you like of what you punched up.
It was like, pretty much what David was saying. Like, because comic relief...
Insert fart joke here.
In comic relief, like the background of like comic relief 6 or something, it was just a bunch of cardboard boxes piled up and they were like... Well, you know, Robin Williams, I think, I was like, he was like, oh, well, they're not homeless. We're just going to ship all these boxes for them to live in.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we're going to dole these out to the neighborhood kids.
Yeah.
Now they have a place to sleep. I can't do Robin Williams, but the cadence is there.
If it's good enough for cats, it's good enough for the bums. And just like...
Wait, did you say that or did he say
that?
That's
what I put in the script.
Well, you remember them?
It was stuff
dude,
like
you
that.
Need to like transcribe another one because I want to read this shit. That's hilarious, dude. So you're like, I can't believe at 8 years old you were like punching up. Dude, I was like, I don't know, playing fucking Tamagotchi when I was 8 years old, trying not to kill this little fucking egg on electronic game.
Yeah, this is probably starting to make a lot more sense for why I am the way I am, isn't it? Cause,
yeah, you're fucking insane.
Yeah, I really am. Because my parents...
You got Benjamin Button. You were 8, but you were like 80.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you're like, what does these hacks know about comedy?
Like Jack Lemmon. Yeah,
as you stir your PBJ with your...
No, as you eat like a real PBJ.
Mm-hmm.
Smugly sipping a Capri Sun.
Yeah. He's like, I bet they don't even know about sour cream and onion chips on peanut butter and jelly.
I only drink the finest of high seas. This is Ecto Cooler.
The Slimer one?
Yeah. Ecto Cooler is
the best.
It's the best one. Limited edition. My mom stocks up for me. It's in the garage. It's like 40 pallets of fucking Ecto Cooler.
Did you guys ever do the thing in class where, I think they call it a tandem writing or something like that?
Yeah.
Like two people write?
Well, no, you start a story and then you hand it to somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they have to keep writing.
Mm.
So what I would always do, because I'm a piece of shit.
Yes, and?
No, I did the opposite. I would come up with elaborate scenarios where all the characters died.
Yeah.
Or like they were imprisoned and just like, here you go.
Good luck with that one.
Right. Paula. Like an almost inescapable scenario for them to try to write out of?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're like... It's like, so they're strapped to the gurney and the IV drugs and the call from the governor never came.
I was in 7th or 8th grade when I wrote one about aliens landed and they brought crack rocks with them. And the characters in the story like smoked the crack rocks and went insane, had a heart attack, and then I hand the story to the next person.
Right.
Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
Yes, and.
That's like the second line in the story. The story is a short story.
No, because when it would come to me, it would be like a paragraph. It'd be like 4 tight sentences, and I would give it to the next person with like...
Another paragraph?
15 sentences.
Yeah.
Like a long narrative of just like... Impossible.
Oh my god. Everyone had to have hated you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's no way that
I'm not
following. Like, just
the next kid just starts ripping it up aggressively. Trying to claw at him. Steven's just sitting there smugly with his hands crossed.
Steven did it again.
He's like, rubbed his nails on his shirt. Yeah. I did my job. They're like, Steve, just go to the counselor. Just go.
The teacher was like, you can't just keep doing that. You can't just kill all the characters. I'm like, oh, I can come up with other ways to terminate the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, is that a challenge?
Yeah, it sounds like a challenge. Teach.
They'd be like, well, I've got no way to write out of this. I'm like, give it here.
Yeah. So you give it back.
It turns into like 30 kids just watching Steven write a story. Because they're like, he's the only one that knows how to go anywhere with this. He's obviously thought this out. He like stayed up late at night like planning it and shit. Like, what'd you do last night? Oh, I played video games. What'd you do? Oh, I hung out with my family and my dog. Steven, what'd you do? I've thought of ways to fucking ruin this telephone game for us. Or whatever it is. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, when I was a kid, I was obsessed with writing.
Mm. Yeah.
To the point, like, we had a Commodore 64, and they don't really have a word processor, because it's like a gaming computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would just, like, write stories in the command prompt.
Yeah.
And just, like, I would get so mad if I press enter, because, like, it would do, like, a character turn, just clear the screen, like, fuck. There goes everything.
Yeah, there goes my, like, story.
And it truly was a tale of two cities.
But my mom was like, why do you do that? I'm like, well, I just like writing. And she's like, well, why don't you just write? I'm like, because I like typing.
Yeah.
Ma, don't question my morals, all right?
Don't question,
question the process.
Yeah.
Question my methods.
Methods, yeah. You get an old typewriter sounds like Stephen King or
something.
Sounds
like somebody's character wants to get killed off.
I had this real piece of shit writing thing from school we had to take out on loan. It was called a dream writer. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it.
Maybe.
But you would have to write like two lines at a time.
Yeah.
And then you like press enter and it would disappear. And I'm like, fuck, I don't remember what I just wrote. So you just like tab up.
Dude, like each yeah. That was like, that was probably when I was like, God, like nine or ten, something like that. When they're like
dream writer,
yeah, they're like, oh, it's a new technology. It's like a computer, but you don't need the whole thing.
Yeah,
and yeah, and
it would have like a 10-hour charge or something.
Sounds right. Like a typewriter.
Yeah,
though.
And they're like $600 each.
Yeah, so I would like rent it from insane. I would rent it from the school library. You know, you just like check it out with your card.
Yeah,
and then I would bring it back the next day, and I'm like, I'm checking it out again. And like, you can't just keep checking out. I'm like, and yet I am. Like, you're going to give it to
you
me.
You can't tell me no. Cause...
Tell you what, oh, wait, I'm just okay, going to so keep it would, for a week.
Don't you dull my inspiration.
Wait, you would check it out for a day, right at night. Then the next day, you would turn it back in, but get it right back?
Yeah, because I would be like, I'm just going to be checking it out again. And they're like, yeah. Well, you can't check
you
it out
for
like...
for a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a day or 2 days. It was like 48 hours or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, no, you got to give it back. I'm like, no, just give it back to me. Right. I'm checking it out again.
Right.
You're like, I'm following your stupid rules, okay?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Maybe you guys should have bought more than one.
Well, they had like a dozen of them, and I'm like, I feel like there were probably not a whole lot of probably heavily on the spectrum 9-year-olds coming in here.
Yeah, right. They're like, there's still, you're like, there's 11 other ones over there. Why can't I have this one?
So, well, how would you get the stories off of it then?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I never really cared about that. I just wanted to write.
Oh.
Like, I wanted a story and then to just have it and put it out. Like, that's the thing that always bothered me, because people would talk about, like, editing and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah. I remember someone going, good like, job. I edit as I write. I was like, no, you don't.
Yeah, I do that.
You're like a fucking, you're like Ron L. Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, that guy. He never believed in a second draft. It was just.
No, I edit as I write. It's the worst process.
That sounds grueling.
It is grueling. Yeah.
Why do you do it that way?
You can't do that.
Well, that way there, when I'm done writing it, I can just hand it to somebody and be like, read. And then they're like, well, there's not a whole lot of errors. I'm like, I'm not asking you to edit. I'm asking you to read. Like,
I am presenting you with the kill.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's done.
It's the finished product.
Right, yeah. That's why you wrote, because you're basically a cat taking care of the owners.
Yeah.
You're like, I do not believe in your ability to write.
Yeah.
Here's something made for you.
Yeah, and it always annoyed me in class because the teachers would be like, well, you got to bring in your second or third draft. I'm like, no, there's the draft. Like, I've done it. I've edited it. I've, like, moved shit around all going one time. And then I hand it to you, and you give me the grade. And they're like, well, you've got to give me two more drafts. I'm like, I can print it two more times.
Yeah.
If that's what it takes.
Yeah.
You're going to get the same version three times.
Nothing's changing.
Right.
That's weird. I don't know how you do that, Steven. Just do that as an 8-year-old, too? You're like, hey,
Yeah.
Comic relief. Did you like mail it to them through like the postal service?
My teachers hated me for that reason. Yeah. Because like they had the book and the book was like, well, he's got to at least do three versions. I'm like, no, I have the version that I've done and I've edited exhaustively as I wrote it. And I'm going to hand it to you. And they're like, no. And I'm like,
well, edit entails that you went back here. And did it.
Yeah.
So like, so no, essentially I'm doing you it took like, your time and you did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, you're not that's, really editing.
Yeah, you're not editing.
You're just slowly writing.
Yeah, that's...
That's why I was confused, too. I'm like, I don't get it. I'm like, all right. That's your process.
Yeah, so, like, basically, I would get four or five paragraphs down, and I would realize something in the first paragraph needed to be corrected. I would go up, I would correct it, and I would see, like, a sentence there and bring it back down, like, two or three paragraphs later.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That... So you do editing, then.
But it's not at the end. I'm doing it as I go.
Yeah, okay.
So it's
you're revising.
Yeah.
Or maybe revision. I don't know.
But that's the thing. So like when people say, oh, well, where's your first draft? I'm like, there's never a first draft. Because as I'm doing it, I'm changing it.
Well, L. Ron Hubbard didn't do that. He just typed whatever he wanted and then he's like, this is done.
What the hell's that called?
Scientology.
No, not that. Stream of consciousness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like free writing.
Yeah.
James Joyce.
What?
James Joyce.
Oh, that's what he did?
Yeah.
James Joyce.
You gotta whisper it.
Yeah, it's just, I call that free writing. It's like, I'll do that sometimes in the morning, like when I wake up when I want to write or get the brain going. Mm. I just like put pen to paper for like 10 minutes.
Dave just starts drawing dicks.
No. That's after about 10 minutes, my brain goes to dicks, so I'm like, all right, we gotta stop. That looks, that U becomes two nuts, and I'm like, all right, or that W. And I start drawing dicks.
And then he said, dude.
Yeah.
Just drawing dick turkeys.
Yeah. But, like, I don't even think, like, the shit I write makes entirely no sense, but I'll read it back, and, like, in there's, like, an idea or something, and then I'll just, like, think about that all day, and then I try to write jokes for that. And
yeah.
Put it in my phone.
That's one of the things Ari said, is in the beginning, just, like, the beginning of your day, you start writing, and then, like, wherever you end up after 10 minutes, just end it there.
Yeah.
And then, like, throughout the day, you'll just be thinking of shit.
Yep.
And you just kind of add.
And then I just put it in Evernote.
Yeah.
That's at why.
Work. They get so mad at me. Like, not really, like, at work, because, like, everyone's on their phone all the time. Because I work with a bunch of, like, younger people now, but they used to be older. So younger people are, like, on their phone, like, I don't know, arguing with their boyfriend or girlfriend or something. And I'm just on there, and, like, I'm writing.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you got to stay off your phones. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing what they're doing. They're doing nonsense.
I'm working.
I'm creating fucking art here, goddammit. Right. Exactly. Right? It's totally different. They're like on Facebook, gallivanting. Although I do chat with you guys on Facebook, so that definitely makes the day go by faster.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like, oh, man, I don't know what the hell I did without this. It worked. Ugh, yes. Boring.
Pretty much say that for when I'm shitting.
Productive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why I message you guys.
Pooping. Oh, so when did we get a message from you?
Megan Brown.
Making the Duke?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we're a guy at work that does that, like, every day. Like, we have, like, 15-minute breaks. But, like, we do, like, the first group takes 15-minute break. Call it first break, and then the second group does
wait,
the second.
So then they have a second break?
Yeah.
Got it.
But it's, like, two different people.
You figured it out. There's a guy who's got half a head.
Yeah, there's a guy with half a bag of a head missing.
Like his character didn't load.
I have to constantly remind him that he's on.
Like, Terry, you're in third group.
Yeah, you're in first break.
Like, there wasn't enough polygons.
But they're leaving.
Like, there wasn't enough polygons to render.
Terry, sit down.
You don't. It's like, you don't break for all of them, Terry.
Half head Terry.
Half head Terry.
look,
it's like massive head wound Harry.
He's on a program, okay? He hole punches the paper for us. That's usually he tries to put it in order, but we gotta go behind him. But just let him do his thing, all right?
HHT.
Yeah. Have it, Harry. Hole punch. Using the Carl. That's what it's called. We have a giant hole
you
puncher.
You ask him to use
Carl.
The hole punch, he just freaks out. Yeah.
Do you have any of those automatic staplers?
Oh, yeah.
God, those things are awesome.
I love them. They're the best.
Because, like,
it's so satisfying.
At work, I'll watch people, like, slowly just try and put the papers in because they know the noise is massive, you know?
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're, like, creaming the paper and, like, so nervous. And you see their hands shaking. It's like...
Dude, I just shove it in there.
Well, it's like just a, fucking a
seat. Yeah, just throw it in there, dude.
It's like one of the toilets that has a super aggressive like flush.
Yeah.
Where like when you like barely touch it, it goes.
Yeah, if you do it like mid shit too, like half your ass is like covered in water.
Poopy water.
Like a goddamn hurricane in there. Like what happened?
Turn that toilet into a bidet.
Yeah. That's what happens. It's the worst. You gotta kinda like sit up a little bit. So now you're doing the hover.
Yeah. Man, that's gonna be hell on your quads.
Oh yeah. Dude. On fire and fuego, my friend.
It's always leg day.
Yeah.
It's always leg day for GW.
My legs, the back of my legs are red, not because I was sitting down for a long time. It's because they were fucking on fire from squatting the whole time. No, because I don't even use those sheets, man. People put down those sheets or whatever. Like,
oh, I use those sheets.
Fuck that, dude.
Dirty
I'm building my ass up. My ass immune system is fucking amazing.
Actually, yeah. you're like your butt's really not that dirty.
Yeah, they always say the nastiest thing in the bathroom is like the door handle.
Yeah, on the way out.
That's what they say. Because if people don't wash their hands.
They.
I don't know.
Man. I only wash my hands if I get shit on them.
I work with
which
a lot.
Is like every time I wipe.
I work
with just
a,
every time I wipe for the most part.
I work with a lot of people who forget the paper.
I forget the paper.
Are you just bear clawing it?
Just scooping it.
Yeah. The DW scoop.
What do you think? I got grumble nails out. Get up in there, dude. Get some nice. Some corn pieces out.
So this whole time, David's been ass fingering.
He's been making sorbet.
It's ass hand, dude. My whole hand gets up in there. Fuck a finger.
David's bare pawing it.
He's like, he's like, ass finger is like hanging on by like one hand, and he's like, I'm not the only one, and he just like drops. Davey's actually the one that's in charge.
I'm like the Neo of ass fingers.
It's the same shit fist.
I'm only doing it at 20% strength.
Why does he have a black fist? Is that freezer? Is
that fist?
Why is his fist stained?
He's Dan Hoff's villain.
Oh my god! Yeah, it's just like you in the Freddie Mercury pose with the brown hand.
I got my hands up there. It's like Black Power, but it's brown power. Because it's all covered.
Because it's shit. Because it's poop.
Thanos' glove, but when you snap it, just flings shit everywhere.
It lands in someone's mouth. I don't feel too
it's
good.
It's all different kinds. Like, I don't feel too good. I don't want to die, Mr. Stark.
I've never seen it. I just know the lines from the memes. I don't feel too good. Just me like, ah.
The in shittity gauntlet.
Doesn't have diamonds on it or jewels. Yeah, that's just corn. Just pieces of corn.
It's corn and peppers.
Yeah.
Peanuts.
Peanuts. Is that paper in there too? You ever have like paper in your shit?
No.
You ever had like something that looks like paper in there?
It's like at Bad News Bears. He's like, couldn't you have at least have unwrapped it?
Yeah.
Just takes a bite out of a Snickers bar.
Oh. The whole thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're man. Like ladies, man.
Right.
You never get shit on your hand when you wipe
No.
Them? God, you guys are good.
Do you ever watch that movie, Ladies, Man?
Yeah.
Where
Leon Phelps?
Yeah, where the guy's just eating shit out of the pickle
oh,
shit out of the
shit.
You just ate human shit.
Why do you all have this back here?
They don't make movies like that anymore.
Oh, no. Can I offer you a fifth sandwich? Interest you in a fifth sandwich?
There's an entire scene where a guy gets double dog dead and eating shit.
Oh, yeah. They eat, like, pickled eggs. Everything's pickled.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, they're like, oh, I won't even eat that. And then the guy's like, I'll eat it. Give it to me. And he's like, what is that? He's ate human shit. That's like Clarence Weatherspoon, like Pops or whatever. That's his name from fucking Friday. Bang, 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 bang. All day my foot up a dog's ass.
John Weatherspoon.
John Weatherspoon. No, that was Clarence.
Nope, John.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's Reese's dad.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a southern white woman as his daughter.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen, Reese.
Eating up all the pig feet. I like pig feet. Had to hide my grapes.
That cereal's still good. Put water on it.
Yeah. Cereal. God, dude, that's one of the best movies ever. I have it on DVD.
Eat them Reese's Puffs.
Friday.
Reese!
I met Debo.
I just love David's just not even acknowledging.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in my own head right now. I'm still hung up on the Thanos shit glove or whatever the fuck it was.
The Infinity Gauntlet.
I've never even seen it.
Damn it.
I know.
Well, I have. So.
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, well, it was still gold. So.
I've seen the memes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Loops Brother. I don't feel too good. He's like fading.
Loops Brother.
There's that one where it's like, I don't. He's like, how old were those loops? Or are they expired? And he's like, I don't feel too good. And it's like the cat like breaking up. So good.
Oh, Jesus. That's so. God, that's funny.
You guys want to rap?
Sure. Oh, I'll be in Pensacola headlining at Back Porch Comedy.
Yeah, you when? Back Porch, my. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Kind of helps to say when, Matt.
Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah. The 28th. Yeah. September 28th.
Do you have anything else coming up?
Maybe. Parrish.
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 Yeah, that's in October.
Yeah,
right?
That's October like 20.
13th.
Oh, I thought he moved it back.
Did he?
Thought he did.
Oh, I was going to say because that was the only reason I wasn't going. Because on October 13th and 14th, I'll be hosting for Louis J. Gomez.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be there.
God damn.
Yeah. We're going to be trying to do the podcast, assuming Louis will,
yep.
At Side Splitters.
Yep.
Yeah. On that Sunday. So if you guys want to come on Sunday, the 14th, probably around like 4:30, assuming Louis is down.
Yeah.
That's really
this
the big
highly
question.
Contingent on a...
Yeah, it's highly contingent on a Puerto Rican psychopath wanting to do
the podcast. A rattlesnake.
But hopefully, maybe he'll challenge Davey Wavy to a UFC fight.
To an Infinity Gauntlet. Or...
If that's what we have to do to get him on there, I'll fucking let him choke me out. That's what's going to happen.
Just he's like, at some
point... I can totally choke him out, bro.
I was at a random.
You think I'll do it?
I bet you won't throw piss on him.
I'll fling shit at him. Wipe my ass and just sling it.
You just have a handful and you're like, don't.
Yeah, just yeah.
He's going to be like, let me practice on you, Jay. I got to get ready to chuck on this fat guy, Jay.
I'm going to bite this fat fucking Tampa. God. He would destroy me.
Yeah, you should try to ice him.
Oh, yeah, that's going to go over real well.
You mean meth, right?
Yeah.
No. He literally fought a guy at Ellis Mania who has a black belt in, like, fucking karate.
Beat the fuck
and
out of him.
Beat the shit out of him the whole time. And I'm going to fight this guy now. My cardio is way not... After about 15 seconds, I'm already winded.
Gassed.
Davey just takes a dive immediately.
Just take out, like, half fucking tables.
You're like, now.
Yeah.
Davey tries to climb the cage.
You're like 1 foot in there, and I'm like, nope, what am I doing?
He just falls over, crushes him. Yeah, remember when David Wayne killed Luis J. Gomez?
He just falls on him.
If he dies, he dies. Fucking Drago.
He just tried to wrap him up and fall on him.
I did almost kill Becca once at the open mic doing that. At really? Side Splitters, mind you.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, when I tripped getting on stage.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She was hosting, like, she was coming off, and I didn't lift my foot high enough.
Yeah.
Like I thought it was.
You and Kevin Taylor.
Yeah, we both did the same thing. And as a big
man.
You
can't kick anyone in the face if you don't lift your foot.
Yeah, exactly.
Lift your foot up.
Come on, baby. You can't kick anyone in the head with your foot that low.
Well, my toe just caught the top part of the stage, and I just went flying
forward.
Oh,
yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I was there.
And I just, like, laid on the ground for, like, 5 minutes. I was like, not that long, but it felt
she
like...
She runs away.
Yeah, everyone was like, Todd Stimmel was, like, sitting up front, and he was just like, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just deciding on whether or not I just want to leave or do the rest of this set.
The only thing hurting is the pride, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it sucked. No, because it was funny because she had brought up Bobby Katie.
Fat people falling down is always going to be funny.
Well, yeah. Well, Bobby Katie went before me, and Bobby Katie has two first names, and so do I. So she made that reference. This next guy has two first names, Bobby Katie. But when she brought me up, she didn't. And then I get up, and I'm like, I was going to make a reference to how she didn't say I have two first names, but then And then everyone just fucking started... But then I fell, so then everyone started dying laughing because of that. Because
a fat guy falls
down. Yeah.
Fat guy fall down.
It was a hell of an opener.
Comedy.
Now that's got to be your opener.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's what I don't want. Yeah, that's the thing now. But now it just seems needy. Down. Yeah, but now it just seems needy. Like, oh, he's doing that fucking falling down thing again. All the comics start hating you. Oh, more than fall, what they already do.
The fall guy.
Yeah. There's a guy that did that, the creek in the cave.
You could be Biggie Falls.
More like Splatville Productions.
Oh, that could be. That could still work for my ass butt flinging, shit flinging business. Splatville Productions.
Yeah.
You've been splat. So, like, punked. Like Jamie Kennedy. You've been zapped or whatever. The Dave Chappelle one will do a sketch where I just rub shit on people's face.
On Ass Wednesday.
Yeah. Ass Wednesday. Just feel like we're doing New York, so it's not out of the ordinary. You know, just someone comes up and just smears it. And they're like, what the fuck? You just spent splat. And then.
Just do it across her face. Simba.
Yeah. When you cross the forehead.
The king has returned.
How long, like, how many episodes in until someone shoots me?
In New York, never.
The over-under. There's going to be, like, he made it through two seasons. I never thought it would happen.
There's just going to be people at City Hall meetings. We need guns. This menace must be stopped.
The hero New York needs, but doesn't deserve
it. There's, like, a councilman with it, like, across his forehead. He's like, we got to do something about this.
He got him.
The shit-a-lante.
Splat.
All right, I think we'll end on that.
The Duke of Duke.
Duke of Duke.
Splatville Productions, that man production team.
All right, bye, everybody.